بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. الله سبحانه وتعالى أسرفيل القرآن تبرفة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. القرآن كلام الله سويد صف الله سبحانه وتعالى. القرآن we got 114 سورات. They are all, every single ayah is a word of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. That's what Allah Ta'ala said. Quran is guidance to the believers. As this ayat from the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, they say ذلك الكتاب means this book, كتاب القرآن. لا ريب فيه, there is no doubt that it is كلام الله, it's the words of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And its guidance, it guides for those who are متقين, mindful of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. What are their qualities? What they do? How it shows that they are متقين. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب, they believe unseen, they believe Allah سبحانه وتعالى, they haven't seen Allah تعالى, they believe him, they believe آخرة, believe النار والجنة والحساب والصراط, what Allah سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran, they believe it, and they believe what Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has described and mentioned in the Hadith. And they establish Salah. Salah Fard, five daily prayers. The Salah which has Sunnah, they do it. Also, they give. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. What Allah Ta'ala give them, rizq, whatever Allah Ta'ala give them, they give some of it as sadaqah. They believe with the Quran. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك, and the books revealed to previous prophets, they are believers, means أركان الإيمان, أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. They all believe that. That's why they are متقين. And in آخرة وبالآخرة هم يقرون. They firmly believe it, that day of judgment will come. يوم الحساب, يوم الدين, يوم القيامة, يوم الفصل. Have got so many names, it will come. They have no doubt. That's the متقين. That's the pious people. So got تقوى. They are guided by their Lord. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And it is they who will be successful, very successful here in this life and in the Akhirah. The believers, the mu'mineen, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. They believed and then they did good deeds. So they are successful ones here and hereafter. In another ayah, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. This Quran surely it guides to what is most upright, and it gives good news to the believers who do good. ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات. After Iman, they did amal salih, amal salih, good deeds. So what is that bishara? أَنَّ اللَّهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا, that they will have great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this shows Al-Qur'an هو الهداية. The Qur'an guides the people. We read every single time, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Oh Allah, guide us the straight path. So Al-Qur'an, if we read the Qur'an and practice the Qur'an, that is الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, which goes to the right direction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give good, and Allah ta'ala will give more hidayah, more amal you do, more adhkar you read, more Quran you read, your iman, Muslim iman, becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. Secondly, the Quran is shifa. Shifa means healing. Shifa'un lima fi sudur. There are amradul qulub, there are diseases which affect the heart, which reduces or diminishes somebody's iman, like al-hiqd wal-hasad wal-kibr, all this, the pride and the some kind of depression and all kind of anxiety, all this kind of diseases which affect the heart of someone, and the nifaq as well, the hypocrisy. All that is the Quran is the cure. Quran is shifa. Even the physical body, Quran is shifa as well. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. Al-Quran, every single ayah is shifa. When you read, then you see, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. You find tranquility, you feel happiness, the worries and all problems go. Because and your iman, and you got the yaqeen as well for the believers. But the kuffar, disbelievers, they are in loss. Every single ayah which had been revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they denied, they rejected, and then they are losing. Because they got khasara, they got more sin and sin and sin. Right. So the time as time goes, the kafir's life, the disbeliever's life is in khasara, it's a loss. Every single minute is a loss for him. But a believer, every single minute, every single time that he is doing his ibadah, he's reading the Quran, then that is success for him. The Quran is for all mankind, really. It's not only for one locality, it's not for one country, it's not for a group of people, it's for everyone. Yes. Those who believe, mu'mineen. Those who reject, it's their problem. It's they rejected, so it's they lost. They're lost. But the Quran for is all humanity. And Quran is for everywhere. Everywhere. And Quran is every time, for every time. From the day of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the last day of this lifetime, is Quran is there. Qala ta'ala, Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَالنَّذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We have sent you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, only as a believer of good news. Yes. Bishara, مبشرين ومنذرين. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was taking, قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُونَ. Learn the Quran, practice the Quran, then you will be successful, you believers. That is the bishara. مبشرة ونذيرة. And a warner to all humanity. Just a warning. If you take the Quran, if you follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you fear Allah Ta'ala, if you take the implement Ahkam al-Islam, then that's a bashara for you. Otherwise, it is a warning for you. Yes. Yes. Jahannam, hellfire is waiting those who reject the Quran and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But most of the people, they don't know. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is telling us, when Quran is recited, we must listen. In silence. وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون. And when the Quran is recited, listen to it attentively and be silent. So you may be shown mercy. Then Allah, you will get Allah's mercy. So it is necessary to read Quran in a very quiet place. And the one who is listening and one who is reciting, both they get ajr, they get thawab. They are sin. So once you read, otherwise you listen from those who are reciting the Quran. And we have to believe that Quran, what Quran says is true. The information from the Quran is true. And it is ruling just. حكم القرآن عدل وأخباره صدق. What Quran says, all the akhbar we got from the Quran is true. And the hukum in the Quran is justice, is adala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is the hukum, this is wajib, this is sunnah, this is haram, this is halal, this is ahkam. It's the Quran, ayat, this is. So we have to believe and accept. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we... That's very important, my dear brothers and sisters. قال تعالى وتمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا لا مبدل لكلماته وهو السميع العليم. The word of your Lord has been perfected in truth and justice. None can change this word. The word is Allah, no one can change. And He is all hearing, all knowing. That's very important, we have to know. Also, we must understand that Quran is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can change the words and the letters of the Quran and the meanings of the Quran. قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ الْحَافِظُونَ. It is certainly we who have revealed the reminder, which means the Quran, and it is certainly we who will preserve, the Quran will be preserved. So many people try to make something very similar to the Quran, but they failed. They failed. Alhamdulillah. That is Quran, mostly the books, Injil, Torah, they finally, people change it so many because they owe their own interest, they made a change. But the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a promise that the Quran will remain until the last day of this life. No one can change. And also, Quran is a miracle. That's a miracle. You see, هذه ما نتيجي Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to the Prophet. It's the greatest in the Prophet. So no one can bring anything, even one ayah. There's some ayat al-Quran say, you people, if you think Quran is not true, just bring a similar thing. And they failed. They tried, but they couldn't succeed to make Quran or have something similar to the Quran. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us, telling us, learn the Quran. Teach your Quran. Practice your Quran. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The Messenger of Allah says, the best amongst you, Muslims, is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. So that is very important. Either you learn the Quran or you teach. Very important. As he says, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ. Convey the Quran, even one verse. The hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Sahabi radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, recite the Quran to me. Abdullah said, I recite the Quran to you while it has been revealed to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I like to hear it from others. Yes. So it is important you listen the Quran from the others as well. Even if you are hafiz, if you know it, but listen from the others, then you will have more understanding and more iman. There's another hadith, the same Sahabi, Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, reported the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, whoever recites a letter from the Book of Allah, he will be credited with a good deed.
when he reads the Quran, he will get thawab. And a good deed gets tenfold reward. And asharat himself. 10 times it has been multiplied. The reward, just one hasana you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it 10. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I do not say that alif, lam, mim is one letter. But alif is a letter, lam is a letter, and mim is a letter. So how many letters is that? So 30 letters. Alif, no. When you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So Alhamdu, see, that alif is one letter. So you get 10 thawab. Ha, mim, dal, kero. So what do you think? How many rewards is getting the one who read this whole Quran? MashaAllah. So read the Quran as much as you can. That's very important. Yes. So Quran is the last book. Last book. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the last messenger. We have to believe that. Which means anyone who claims as a prophet, prophethood or messenger after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a liar. And no more Quran, no more holy books. This akhirul ummah. This is the last ummah, our last prophet, and the last Quran, or last book. قال تعالى ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. Muhammad is not the father of any of you men. You know the boys of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they died all young. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying none of you, Muhammad is their father. But he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. Last khatam al-nabiyyin, no more. And Allah has perfect knowledge of all things. And we know Quran is Arabic, in Arabic language. It has been revealed in Arabic language to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran, قال تعالى قرآنا عربيا غير ذي عوج لعلهم يتقون. It is a Quran revealed in Arabic without any crookedness. So perhaps they will consciously of Allah. So Quran is Arabic. If that shows how important it is us for us to learn Quran, to learn Arabic language, to understand more meaning of the Quran and the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Arabic language, learning Arabic language is not difficult. It's not difficult. So it's very important. مَا لَا يَتِمُّ بِهِ الْوَاجِبْ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبْ. If you have to do something, in order you will do something wajib, that thing is becomes wajib as well. So for us to understand the meaning of the Quran and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to learn and understand Arabic language. Yes. It is not wajib on you, but there must be some ulama, there must be some teachings. At least you understand the meaning of Surah Al-Fatiha, the meaning of the all what you read in your Salat. In the Salat, there is no other language. When you say Allahu Akbar, Arabic, Allahu Akbar is Arabic. Until you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, it's Arabic. So all what you read in your Salat is in Arabic. Yeah. If you say something different in another language, your Salat will be broken. So you must know the meaning of what you are reading. Fatiha, when you say Subhanahu Rabbi al-Azim, Subhanahu Rabbi al-A'la, yes. When you say Sami'allahu liman hamid, when you read At-Tahiyyatu, when you read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala al-Muhammad, you say, when you takbir, Allahu Akbar, everything. When what you're doing in your Salat, you have to understand. Of course, outside the Salat, you can make dua. You can make dua in your own language. There's no problem there. So it is very, very important, my dear brothers, that we learn our Quran. We teach, our children. And it is very important you read, we read every one of us some Quran according to your time. Take your time, especially in the mornings, open the Quran with you. The Sahabas and Tabi, all the Sahabas, they used to have the juice, the part of Quran to read regularly, like Adhkar al-Sabah and Adhkar al-Masa. In the morning, they read some,
in the afternoon, in the evening. So they have a very regular in their plan, their planning to do and read the Quran. It's very important. This is life. So Quran is very important. We have to understand. And the meaning, tafsir al-Quran as well, is very important. If you can get time, learn the Quran and the tafsir al-Quran, starting from Surah al-Fatiha all the way to Surah al-Nas. Give the time. Give the time. It's ibadah. It's ibadah. Give us time. Give your time for yourself, your family, and keep your reading the Quran and tafsir al-Quran. And there are so many hadith which explains the Quran. So all that is very important. وجزاكم الله خير أو الصفية وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وجزاكم There's one announcement. Brother Shiraz, who will be undergoing heart bypass surgery on this Tuesday, make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it very successful operation and give him recovery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa to all our brothers and sisters who are not feeling well. Allahumma shfi marlana warham mawtana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do good, to practice Quran, to be good Muslims. Wa jazakumullah khair. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin.